Welcome to Create the Movement podcast. Create the Movement is an online marketing team focused on collaborating with law firms and businesses nationwide. Visit us at createthemovement.com to discover how we can help you create a movement. Welcome back to Create the Movement podcast. I'm excited today to be speaking with a new friend of mine, Connor Gillivan. He is the chief marketing officer of a company called Free Up. They help companies hire top freelancers to grow their business. Connor, how are you doing today?
Hey, how's it going? I'm doing well. A little bit of a busy day, but nothing out of the norm.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, you guys have an interesting story, a really exciting thing to share with small businesses and companies. So I'm excited to hear kind of your story.
It should be a great conversation.
Yeah. So you want to kind of start at the beginning? I think last time we talked, you talked about when you graduated school and and whatnot. Yeah. Go ahead and start.
Yeah, of course. So I ran into my business partner that I continue to work with today while I was still in college. This was about 9 years ago. And we were in the same business law class. And he was just starting to experiment selling books on Amazon.com. And around this time, Amazon was really blowing up and expanding and selling a lot of different products and starting their whole Amazon Prime program. So it was a really interesting time to get into the space. And he was looking for someone to help him run the business and take it to the next level and start to sell different products. And I was someone that was always interested in entrepreneurship and business from a young age. And, you know, I kind of took him up on the opportunity, not sure of what would come of it, but it ended up turning into about 4 or 5 years working together, graduating from school, building a team, moving down to Orlando, Florida from where we were in Connecticut, and then starting to hire a lot of independent contractors, both from the US and then from outside of the US as well. And we really spent those years becoming experts at selling products through Amazon and working with suppliers and brands around the United States. It was just a great experience that opened our eyes to a lot of parts of running a business and building out a team. And towards the end of that 5 years, we had been using websites like Upwork and Fiverr and Freelancer and a number of other ones where you kind of have a similar experience. You can go, you'll post a job, you'll get 10 to 20 applicants that you can look through their profiles, but then it's your job to actually interview them and try to figure out who's the best for you. And we found that we were just spending a lot of our time doing that. And then we were also running into turnover. So we were just frustrated by this process. And that was really the reason that we decided to create FreeUp, was to make a slightly different marketplace that was trying to make hiring simpler for business owners. And so that's what I do today. We have a marketplace that's been around for about 3 years, and we actually interview and vet hundreds of freelancers every week, then only allow the top 1% of applicants into our network. And so for business owners, they can find curated, pre-vetted freelancers from $5 all the way up to $75 per hour, ranging from a variety of skill sets. So that's pretty much my story here in the past 9 years or so.
That's exciting. So one thing too, is you have people in the United States and you have people outside the United States that are within your network, correct?
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Right now we have about 1,000 freelancers in the network and 40% are US, 40% are Philippines. And then the remaining 20% are scattered across about 30 other countries.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. So that's exciting. So one process we've run into in the past that's been frustrating is like with Upwork, or Fiverr, really Upwork is you look to hire someone and you don't even know if they're active. And so all of your applicants are actually active, correct, and willing to take the jobs, right?
Yeah, definitely. So most of them, and this is something we kind of look for in our vetting process, but most of them run their freelance business full time. So, you know, they're always doing this. They're working with handfuls of clients and they're always looking to take on more clients if their capacity allows for it.
That's exciting. Well, tell us a little bit about the process. I'd signed, so you can sign up for a free account, right? Mm-hmm.
So tell us, if you could, about both sides. So if you want to be a freelancer, what that looks like, and then if you want to sign up as someone that you want to outsource to.
Yeah, of course. So if you want to apply to be a freelancer, there is, like I said, an application and interview process. And so right on the site, you can click apply to be a freelancer. You'll submit some basic information about yourself and answer some questions as to why you're interested in joining the marketplace. If you make it through that portion of the process, you'll be invited to a one-on-one interview with someone from our team, where you get asked a lot more questions about your skills, how you communicate with clients, and then really just your attitude around being a freelancer as well. And then the final step to make it into the marketplace is a test on communication with clients. So it really dives into different scenarios and situations as to how you would handle working with a client. And that's for us to make sure that these clients are getting the best experience possible, and they're getting people that know how to communicate at a high level. So that's kind of how you get in as a freelancer. And then if you're looking to become a client, someone who's going to hire freelancers, you can create an account for free right through the website. It takes a couple of minutes, and then you gain access to the FreeUp software. And within there, you can click a very simple button that allows you to request a freelancer. You give details about the person that you're interested in hiring. You give your budget. You give some other information that will help us find the right person. And then within one business day, we find you someone that matches up with all of your needs, and we introduce them to you. You can speak with them, ask them questions, see if they're the right fit. You can hire them through the platform, or if you don't like them, you can give us feedback and we'll introduce you to someone else. So we really try to keep both processes very simple for the freelancers and clients.
Wow, that's exciting. So literally within a day, you'll have somebody ready for the project.
Yeah, sometimes it's within hours too. Sometimes it can be quicker, but yeah, you can hire someone very quickly through the platform. And that's a reason why a lot of businesses really enjoy working with us too.
That's exciting. I kind of want to go back to the freelancer part because we've had experience using Upwork and other companies, and we literally would just pay, you know, $25 or $50 just to test someone to see if they could follow the instructions that we gave them, you know, simple instructions. And we would run, we probably ran 20 tests in the past few years to pay just to try to find someone. And so you guys actually take them through the test process somewhat, it sounds like.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we put them through a lot of questions that doing this for 6-7 years, we found to be very useful in finding reliable freelancers. And so that is our hope, is to remove those instances where you as the business owner have to do those test runs and kind of invest in that before you find the right person.
That's exciting. The other thing I wanted to mention too, to you, and just kind of if you could talk through this process, was when you sign up, you literally get, you know, not a lot, you don't get spam emails, but you get emails. And I think it's actually from Nathan, right? He's the guy that you've been working with, correct?
Yeah.
If you could kind of talk through that process, cause I think I even got like a text message from him and said, hey, if you want to, you know, talk to me, here's my Calendly, you know, calendar. So
yeah, right,
talk us through that process.
Yeah. So that was another part of the other marketplaces that we were frustrated by. We didn't always have someone that we could turn to when we were having issues or we ran into problems with just getting started. And so a main focus of ours is to try to be as hands-on as possible. And Nate does that by being kind of the face for all clients. So we send out an email, we send out a text, and we kind of try to reach people and then figure out what is the best way that they enjoy communicating. So then we can always be there as a resource for them as they're getting started hiring with us. So he's very hands-on. And then every client also gets a client success assistant, another person within our internal team that's just solely there to help clients hire freelancers, answer questions, deal with billing issues, and make sure that their experience is really smooth and positive.
That's exciting. Yeah. Try to get a hold of someone that actually works at Upwork and good luck doing that. Right.
Right.
that's exciting. So, tell us kind of about, you know, future plans, what you guys are looking at doing, in the future.
Yeah, sure. So when we started this marketplace, we were very focused on the Amazon seller and the Amazon marketplace. That was very much our kind of our core niche when we started because of our past experiences with selling there. But in the second year, we quickly expanded into selling and working with a lot of people that use other e-commerce platforms to sell their products online. So we were able to see some great expansion there and start to bring in some more digital marketers and advertisers into the marketplace who were able to offer their services. And as we've been growing over the past 9 months or so, and as we move through this year, our goal is really to become another household name as a marketplace where any business owner could come to find reliable freelance help. So we've really built out our skill sets that we offer. I'm going to be launching a new redesign of our website in the next month, and you'll be able to see the 85 plus different skill sets that the freelancers are offering. So we're really excited to kind of take the company brand to that next level and become a solution for really anyone that's running a business out there.
That's great. Yeah, and that was one thing I was going to mention too. On the existing site under the pricing tab, like it literally gives you all of the different skill sets, what, you know, non-US would cost, what US would cost, you know, what people can do. And I mean, it's pretty thorough. So that's exciting. So you guys are doing quite a bit and getting quite a bit of people working for you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just a common question that we found. I mean, a lot of business owners that maybe haven't hired freelance talent before, they don't necessarily know what they should pay for a specific skill set or for someone. And so it can be hard to kind of even get over that hump as a business owner sometimes. So we provide those ranges to try to give people a general idea of what would be realistic to pay at an hourly rate.
Perfect. And then you pay literally through the portal itself, right? So you guys have your own payment portal system set up on the back end.
Yep. Yeah. So Okay. Our software tracks all hours that the freelancer bills to you as a client. And then on a weekly basis, you're billed for those freelancers' hours. And you pay through FreeUp, and then we pay the remainder to the freelancer.
That's exciting. That's great the way you guys have it set up. The other thing I was going to ask is not to pick on Fiverr. We've picked on Upwork, so let's pick on Fiverr for a minute. There's just so many people out there, and they're like, "We'll do this for $5, or do this for $10." Mm-hmm. To where like you guys have it to where if you have a specific project that you know what you want to do, you know, you can pay that person to do it, whether it's you know, SEO or Amazon or I even noticed some telemarketing, you know, like sales positions in there. So I thought that was great because sometimes you can get overwhelmed with Fiverr type stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that makes sense. I mean, it's totally different, right? So with us, the client or the business owner is very much in control, where they are the one that's creating the requests, creating the post and really telling us what they want. Whereas on Fiverr, it's kind of the freelancer or the contractor who's in control posting their package or their service. And then it's kind of up to the business owner to try to find someone that matches exactly what they're looking for. So that's kind of the difference I see between us and Fiverr in terms of how the posts are being put out there and made public on the site.
All right. One thing I was going to ask too is, if you don't mind sharing, so you're getting a lot of people applying to be a freelancer right now. And you don't have to go into full detail, but how are you guys marketing that right now to find freelancers?
Yeah, sure. So a couple ones that contribute the most. The first is our referral program. So for the freelancers that are already in the network, we pay them to refer people to us. And then we pay them 25 cents for every hour billed to any freelancer they refer.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. So they can make a little bit of extra money every week on their daily payment or their weekly payments if they refer good people into the network and they get in and start billing a lot of hours. So that's been a really great marketing tactic for us. And then we also partner with a lot of freelance communities or publications. So people that have built a large Facebook group or have a blog that's dedicated to being a freelancer, or themselves are just an influencer within the freelancer community, we'll partner up with them. We'll again get them involved in the referral program, and we'll create content with them that's geared towards freelancers. So we've seen a lot of success with those partnerships as well.
That's exciting. Well, and then on the other end of things, you know, I mean, obviously one of them, I think you said you do a lot of podcasts, reach out to podcasts. Thanks for being on ours.
Of course.
But what are some things that you guys are doing to reach the business owner as well?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So it's kind of same side. We have the referral program. We do a lot of partnerships. Like you said, we do the podcasts. And then we've just started to get into a little bit of advertising with very special niche publications or sometimes podcasts or conferences. So we're trying to get our name out there in those types of relationships. We also have found a lot of success working with coaches and consultants who have communities of entrepreneurs that they're teaching how to build a specific business. So let's say, for example, they're coaching a community of people on how to build a Shopify store and sell products that way. We'll team up with them and have a really great relationship where we're trading content, we're kind of linking back and forth with each other, and then we're able to gain a lot of clients from their community because they trust us, and then they recommend those people to us.
That's great. So you said a new website's coming out, hopefully in the next month is what you're planning?
Yep, next month. The freeup.com, a new website will be coming out with just a new look, some updates, a little bit of a redesign, and kind of just, you know, bringing it up to the next level. And then on the back end, our software just went through a redesign for clients just about a month ago. So there was a bunch of new features added there, and we just made it a little bit cleaner. And that's going to be happening for the freelancers as well within the next about a month and a half. So we're excited to get those out there and just kind of take everything up to the next level.
Good. We'll put a link in the transcription of the content, but it's freeup.com, and that's with an extra E, free, F-R-E-E-E, up.com. Connor, thank you for being on the podcast today. Is there anything else you'd want to add?
I would like to kind of give a special offer to anyone that's listening today. I'll give you a coupon code, and we'll give anyone that's listening $25 off their account if they sign up to try out FreeUp. So I'll send that coupon code over to you, and when they sign, when they sign up, they can just add it into the coupon section of the signup process.
That's awesome. Yeah, you can definitely find somebody to do something for $25, right? If it's just for an hour or a blog post or something like that. So thank you for that. That's exciting.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for having me on the show.
Absolutely, Connor. Thanks for listening to this edition of Create the Movement podcast. Visit us at createthemovement.com to discover how we can help you create a movement.